Kately,
yeah.
You coach many, many people from the BBC and from the commercial sector. Mm-hmm. What are the most common issues that you come up against, that you experience, that you end up discussing in those sessions?
The one that people find hardest to crack, I think, is sounding more, even more themselves, is getting their personality out of a script. And people are very frightened to do that, particularly in news. And I think it's because they are so intimidated by the fact that this is news.
Yes.
And they automatically associate words like serious and important. So their whole persona takes on that important seriousness. And so their poor little brain doesn't know how to lift the words off the page and make them sound actually human. And so by taking on that very important attitude, they actually dehumanise the entire delivery. And that's the nut that's often hardest to crack, because it doesn't feel right to a lot of people reading the news that that they should be even more themselves.
Having said that, there is a bit of performance in there, isn't there? Because some people are just so shy that they speak very quietly. In all, you know, sometimes you do need to wave your arms around a bit, don't you? You do need to bring it to life. And watching some people perform, even though it's on radio, yeah. No one can see them. It's lovely watching them.
It's performed conversation,
yes.
I've always called
yeah.
it. Performed conversation. And I was working with a girl today, and once... I encouraged her to it's the phrase I like, is be even more yourself, because it's not about being yourself. You're absolutely right, it's about performing yourself.
Yeah.
And if you are the sort of person who uses a lot of gesticulation, then absolutely on radio that actually helps engage the brain, and so which is a pretty important thing actually, to engage the brain in the whole speaking and reading performance.
And yeah. you do your legendary voice exercises, don't you?
That,
and you have all sorts of people lying on the floor and climbing up the walls and doing... How important is that, just to exercise
Less
the voice?
I'm quite fussy now.
Are you?
Why. But yesterday I suggested it to one girl,
yes.
because I knew that it was important for her to understand it and to learn good breathing. And just as you would do in a yoga class or a Pilates class, it's easier to learn it lying on the floor, and it's more effective. And I knew that she would now go away and understand it. She needs to understand what's going on. It's actually really simple, but it's much easier, and it's a physical activity. And when you're on the floor, you're relaxed. And you're not so self-conscious, actually, which you've got over the fact that you're actually yeah. lying on the floor in somebody's office.
Only one more question, because I know I've impinged on your time, but I have made you a cup of tea.
It's true.
This habit that so many newsreaders have of hammering out the last word of every sentence, where does that come from? No matter how important it is, or unimportant,
yeah.
they hammer it out, don't they?
Well, I think two things. I think they do listen to other people doing and
yeah.
think, oh, well, that's what I've got to do, is it? So there is a lot of copying bad habits. But I think it might be something to do with holding on, holding the time while they work out what the next sentence starts with or where they're going with it. And once they've got into that habit of holding it on and emphasising it, they're a devil to get rid of. And they often don't realise they're doing it,
no.
of course, and until somebody tells them. And often people are afraid to speak to experienced newsreaders to tell them they've been
you're
doing
not.
It for 5 years.
You're good at this.
No, you've been doing something you've been doing for 5 years, and I'd just like to tell you, oh no, I've been doing that for 5 years. Why did somebody tell me?
You know that question that people ask singing coaches, like, can anybody sing? And
yeah.
they often say, yes, they can. Are there some people that you think, actually, best will in the world, this is not really the job for you? You know, you haven't got the most attractive voice. Or do you think you, talented Kately, can make
yeah.
anybody sound beautiful?
I don't get enough time with people. I mean, if I could have on an unlimited number of sessions, or on a weekly or more regular basis, I reckon actually you can significantly improve people. But there are different There are different ways that the brain works in different people, and I've only got to be in the presence of sometimes a client for 5 minutes and think this is going to be an uphill struggle, because they might be they're very visual orientated, and they actually don't hear, they don't have an auditory awareness, and so getting them to do anything different is almost impossible, because they just keep repeating what they're doing, and that sort of way of using themselves is a hard nut to crack.
Excellent. And anybody listening to this who wants to come to take advantage of your services, you have your website, which is
it's katelee.co.uk.